Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, if you're not in your basement already, you may want to make your way down there. A major thunderstorm system moving through the Lansing area. There is an active thunderstorm warning issued by the National Weather Service, so please take shelter. And it's ironic because what we're going to talk about next are preppers. And while you may have seen the TV shows that have that name in the title, highlighting Americans that are, well, basically preparing for the end of days, there's a lot more to it than that. And to find out what the mindset of the prepper community is and what are they really preparing for, I'm joined by John Davis, Midwest Coordinator for the American Preppers Network. John, thanks for coming on the program this evening.
Glad to be here, Michael.
I guess one thing to prepare for maybe is a major thunderstorm too, right?
We had ours last night and the night before.
I see. Well, it's crashing its way through Lansing right now. So let's talk about this, John. I'm guessing you're not necessarily preparing for good times in the U.S. and the world. What kind of concerns do you have about our future that's leading you and tens of thousands of Americans to prepare?
Well, the American Preppers Network believes in self-reliance and being prepared for any kind of disaster, man-made or natural. And the top of the list are what you're experiencing right now, natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods. You have to be prepared for these things in your daily life. Other people are prepared for other things that are more exotic, such as some people involving nuclear disasters, the end of an economic system, or as some people believe in the 2012 Mayan concept of the end of the world.
Well, tell me.
Everybody has their own.
Sure, but what is the underlying feeling the community has? Is there some kind of major event that you feel may be coming our way very soon?
I can only speak for myself on this particular area, but again, I'll state natural disasters are number one. We were just struck by a tornado leveled a town here 3 weeks ago. But other than that, my actual main concern in many preppers is our economy and the world economy and the possibility of a collapse of our monetary system and a world monetary system. Just looking at Euro is a very good example.
Now, what is your vision of what would happen to the American society? I mean, we do have a law enforcement structure. We have a governmental structure, both national, state, and local government, that seems to keep civil order in place. So what is your vision of the type of fallout that could occur?
Well, the fallout would be basically very economic and also could end up in a lot of people believing that they have no more faith in the American dollar. If you have a collapse of the European community, mm-hmm. The United States has hundreds of billions of dollars.
My question is, are you envisioning just pure anarchy here in the U.S.?
No. I think the government can control most situations. But you can't always rely upon the government. A good example is Hurricane Katrina at the Superdome. It was an absolute total disaster. Most preppers believe in self-reliance and being able to take care of ourselves and our families.
So let's get into it. What are the key things that you think an American needs to have to be prepared?
Well, one, you need to have the possibility of what we call the standard of living insurance. You have homeowners insurance, life insurance, but you need insurance of having items that continue your way of your standard of living. And we also go by the five principles of preparedness, of which are very simple, and everybody should actually follow them and should do it. One, to practice thrift and frugality. Use it up, wear it out, make do, do without, or waste not. The second is be independent. Get out of debt and live within your means.
So, okay, I guess what I want to know is, what do you have? I mean, right now, what have you put together to, quote, be prepared?
Okay, what I put together is what many preppers do, and also the Mormon Church does. Number one, we strive to have a one-year supply of food. Most people can't do that off the bat, so they can start. I have 1 year's worth of food. Hmm. I have sufficient water. I have a thing called a bug-out bag in which I have water purification units within that and the ability to survive.
I'm curious, what kind of food is it that you have? Is it canned goods, essentially?
Yeah, canned goods and dehydrated. People do their own canning. There's a lot of very good dehydrated foods out there that can have a shelf life of 25 years. And you just need water to make it up, and it tastes pretty good.
And how much water have you put together in reserve, and how do you store it then?
Well, you need experts say you need about 1 gallon of water per person per day. And if you have your own well or a hand pump, which I do, besides city water, if it goes out, you have a clean supply. If you live in an area with streams or rivers or a lake, if you've got a water purification system, you would have an unlimited amount of water that you'd need. Mm. But you can store water pretty much for a long extended period of time, as long as it's in a safe, sanitary container.
I'm talking to John Davis. He's the Midwest coordinator for the American Preppers Network. Now, John, it's one thing if you live out in a rural area, but what if you do live in an urban environment? You might be in an apartment. I mean, how can you be prepared for anything then?
Well, you can get the 1 gallon bottles of water. Plus, they have things that they sell in outfitting stores. They're large inflatable bladders. You can put them into a bathtub, and they'll hold about 500 or 600 liters of water. And that could last you a considerable period of time. But you have to be prepared for at least 3 days of surviving 3 days without being able to get new supplies and fresh water.
I see, a minimum of 3 days. That doesn't sound like a very long time. I mean, most people could probably make do with what they have in their homes right now, can't they?
Pretty much within 3 days. But if your electricity goes out, your gas goes out, you don't have any way to see. You don't have any way to cook. If the water goes out, it goes and you use it up pretty fast, because you use water for more than just drinking and eating. You use it for sanitation.
But you're talking about kind of locking yourself down, preparing it in a sense. I know the word bunker is not necessarily one that preppers are supportive of, but the idea then is, wouldn't you have to potentially begin to defend this little stash of life-preserving goods that you have there?
Well, not necessarily, but you have to be prepared in case someone would do that. And definitely have to learn how to defend yourself.
Is there an aspect of that in the preppers community of getting ready to defend yourself with arms and other weaponry?
Yes, there are. Many, many of the preppers do believe in that, but they believe in defensive as well, as you need to learn how to shoot, to hunt.
What do you say to those that think this is a little bit nuts? I mean, as far as we can see, the way our society is structured, when there are disasters, help does arrive, and the systems do kick in to help those that are in need. Why in the world should I be so concerned about these basic elements?
Well, because if there is a large, significant disaster like Katrina, the entire government infrastructure failed, and hundreds of people died because it failed. It's nice to have the government there. The government will do its best, but it's also best that you also prepare yourself in case of an emergency.
Safe to say, though, that in terms of your view, we're not facing a real disaster nationwide, at least anytime soon.
No, and the government has gone on various aspects on this. I don't see anything within the next year to 2 years that would predicate a major collapse of the United States at all.
And 3 to 5 years out, are you going to give me a prediction there too?
Well, it all depends upon the economic and political situations around the world, actually.
Well, it certainly will be interesting to see how things unfold, but it never really hurts to be prepared. Isn't that the Boy Scout motto, John?
That's absolutely. Be prepared is the best thing to do.
John Davis, Midwest Coordinator for the American Preppers Network. John, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You bet, Mike. Have a good evening.
And we're coming right back, but don't forget, there is a National Weather Service issued thunderstorm warning in the entire Lansing area. We just had the storm pass over the studio. It seems to have calmed down now, but still moving through. So keep an eye out for that. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.